Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, archives, articles, Brain Trust members, my blog, the links to Facebook and Twitter, the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Click your answer and you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Adam Audette. And he's the president and chief strategist for Audette Media. We're talking about search engine optimization. Adam, algorithms is something that I learned more about as I started thinking about SEO a few years ago. And I was introduced to the concept of how the search engines structure their search parameters, their operational methods. And what I found out as I paid more attention was that every so often, just about the time that people like you and I get it figured out with the algorithms that are there, Google, for example, will change their algorithms.
Absolutely.
They move the goalposts, don't they?
You got it. They keep moving the goals.
Just to be annoying? Are they doing it to refine things? Are they doing it to make the service better? What do you think?
You know, ultimately, they are trying to make search relevance better on Google. So they're always focused on quality and the user experience. And so what occurred most recently, and this was just about, I guess we're at the four-week point now, for what's being called internally in the industry the Panda Farmer Google Update. So all these algorithm updates get these names on them. You know, there was the May Day, and before that there was the Florida, and there was the all kinds of stuff. So what Panda Farmer does is it basically really changes the way that Google is going about in ranking pages and is even putting in some new signals that they haven't used before. So if you look back, and I'll get a little bit technical.
That's
but
all
I'll,
right. This
I'll
try is not this to get this, this segment's for that. Go ahead.
Okay. So if we look back to around a year ago, a year and a few months, Google rolled out something that was called Caffeine. And what Caffeine did is it allowed them to crawl and index the web much quicker than they ever had.
Yep.
And the way that the search engine works in any search engine today is it basically has a crawler that goes out and just discovers content by traversing links just across the web. And then it takes that content that it finds and it puts it in these various indexes. And the indexes ultimately rank those pages, and you see that as a result in the search engine. When you type in a query, when you type in, you know, golf shoes, you're going to see that ranked page. But that's based on a lot of other stuff that happened before. So what Caffeine did is Caffeine said, okay, we now are going to turbocharge the way that we can crawl and index the web, and because the web has gotten so big, Google said we need to do this. The end result of that after several months was that they had crawled deeper and had a larger index than they've ever seen before. And that created a ton of problems in terms of search quality, because when they went and gathered everything, they suddenly had a much bigger bucket and they had a lot more junk in there.
Right.
And so some of these, now that is exactly timed with this kind of thin content push. And what I mean by that is, companies like Demand Media, the eHow's of the world, although eHow didn't get stung too bad in this one, but basically sites that had, you know, very little content on a page wrapped in various ads,
right,
and really heavily monetized, those types of content strategies were being pushed right around the time when Caffeine was happening.
Right.
The end result of that was, wow, there's a ton of this thin content that's only designed for search engines.
I know of a site that did that. They built up a small business site.
Okay.
And it was strictly an ad platform site. And
they
abused their users by having every article was, you had to go to five pages to get the whole article, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What you're talking about. Well, they sold that business 2 years ago for several million dollars before caffeine happened, before the panda thing happened. So they got out. But I don't know this, and I'm not going to say the name, but I suspect that they got burned because what you just described is exactly what they were doing.
They probably did get burned. We're seeing a lot of sites that have and are seeing 40, 50, or 60% drop in their total traffic from Google because of this. So Google just turned down a dial on this thing, and
didn't it also burn people who were didn't have original content that was if they tried to abuse the reader by having to go to too many pages to get all the information, or it was repurposing other people's sort of syndicating, aggregating, they burned those guys too, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, dead on. Basically, they said, okay, if all you're doing is scraping content off other sites, putting it on your site and wrapping it in ads, then nothing valuable there.
Right.
And those sites are getting hit. Now, the thing to keep in mind is that the way that they designed this is really to be algorithmic, to go out and search for different signals and have it machine learning happening and not have a manual intervention at all. So what has happened is, in very rare cases, we have seen some collateral damage where sites that are doing things really fine or maybe they're walking that edge a little bit, but they're not purposely trying to be manipulative. Some of those sites are also getting hit with this, so that tells us this is a really profound update, Panda Farmer.
So Panda Farmer is fixing that?
Yes, so Panda Farmer is fixing that. It's hitting the so-called thin sites, the scraped content sites, the low-quality stuff, and it's really, Google, it's about the user. So if you're doing something that benefits the user, don't even give it a second thought. That's great. But if you're doing something that benefits your wallet, you know, that's somewhere where Google is going.
And I will tell you, folks, on a personal note, as we've developed our site over the years, that's the way we've done it. That's the reason why you don't have to, when you go to my site, you don't have to go to a lot of places to get what you want. It's right there on that one link. And it never seemed like the right thing to do to me. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Adam Audette.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.